know that for sure and certain via the comments previously made by Megan Latham.
On a concluding note, can I say if any of you get tired of adversarial litigation, inquisitorial litigation is fantastic. You are not confined by the rules of evidence. You have a free kick. You can go anywhere you want to go, and it's a lot of fun.
That's
Thank you.
Megan Latham, the commissioner, talking to a group of lawyers, not bound by the rules of evidence, obviously. It relates this story to the ICAC findings about a mining tenement in the Hunter Valley. The tenement had been granted in 2008 by the then New South Wales Labor Minister Ian McDonald to a company called Doyle's Creek Mining, run by a union boss named John Maitland. But then Doyle's Creek Mining was bought by another company, New Coal, in 2010. New Coal acquired this for, I think, $94 million. It was part of a stock exchange listing. And then they spent another $40 million exploring it. But in 2013, ICAC ruled the initial tenement had been granted by Ian McDonald to his mate John Maitland, basically illegally. What happened next was that New Coal was stripped of the exploration licence for the site, despite buying it 2 years after Ian McDonald had been granted the tenement. Now, the mining licence was worth close to $100 million, and US investors are now saying they won't put money into Australia again after the New South Wales government refused to pay any compensation after the licence was seized. But in the Supreme Court judicial review, it was acknowledged by ICAC that New Coal was an innocent party in all of this. But there's also an interesting aspect of this that I've spoken about before, and that's one of the directors from New Coal, a fellow called Andrew Poole. He went to the Supreme Court to force the insurers to pay his legal costs. In the Supreme Court ruling, Justice James Stevenson remarked that he must determine the case on the basis of the evidence before me, not the basis of findings that may have been made by a tribunal not bound by the rules of evidence, which is ICAC, which may have been able to consider material not in evidence. The Managing Director of New Coal Resources, Glenn Lewis, has written to me about all of this, and he's on the line right now. Mr. Lewis, g'day.
Hey, g'day, Ray. How are you?
Not bad at all. There was no finding against your company by ICAC, am I right?
Absolutely none. Actually, to the contrary, in the High Court and the Supreme Court, they said that New Coal were completely innocent.
So even if there was an illegality between the Labor Minister, Ian McDonald, and Doyle's Creek Mining in 2008, when you acquired this in 2010, you did it legally and without any restrictions?
That's correct. Through an ASX listing, so we had to jump through all of the hurdles that you have to do to get listed onto the stock exchange in this country.
In that case, given that you've done nothing wrong, and we've seen the settlement recently over coal seam gas on the northern part of New South Wales via the government granting leases and then revoking the leases, why won't there be an extra gratia payment made to your company by the New South Wales government?
Well, at the time when ICAC actually put their final report to the O'Farrell government back in 2013, they recommended innocent parties should be compensated. But for whatever reason, the O'Farrell government chose not to do that. So when the legislation was put through in early 2014, there was no compensation attached to it.
And what, there's no vehicle for you to take the matter any further?
Absolutely not. And that's another issue in this, because they actually legislated away our rights to go to a court to have this matter heard properly rather than through an ICAC circus.
So a recommendation came from ICAC that innocent parties should be compensated, but then there's an Act of Parliament which prevents you from appealing any decision not to grant you compensation.
Exactly, yes.
So
very un-Australian.
So who owns New Coal, Glenn?
New Coal, 3,400 innocent shareholders. About 65% of them would be mum and dad shareholders who put a lot of their superannuation into our company, which was worth $400 million prior to going to ICAC, and we're now worth $2 million.
So it's basically destroyed the company.
Oh, it has, yeah. Yep.
And all those people holding shares in it, down the gurgler with it.
Exactly. The shares were trading at their peak at 62 cents and they're now worth 0.13.
Do you recover from that?
Well, we're not going to give up, Ray. I guess one of the reasons I wrote to you was we wanted to continue to get the message out there that this thing's not going to go away. It's unjust. It's against the rule of law in this country. And we're just going to continue until we get some satisfaction for our innocent shareholders.
And is it right in saying that investors from other parts of the world, or people that you may petition to invest in your company, are saying, oh, no, we won't do business with you if that's the way they run things down there?
Exactly. We've got 30% of the shareholder register are overseas, predominantly in the US.
Right.
And two of those are people that have already had stories in the Australian, and they refuse to invest in this country until this matter's sorted out. Because, as they rightly say, they've done nothing wrong and they've lost millions of dollars.
Well, given they sorted it out with a $25 million payment to the organisation Metgagas up there on the Northern Rivers, but here you're saying a company worth $400 million is now worth $2 million. I mean, we're talking about a lot more money.
Oh, we certainly are, and at the moment we've had a number of meetings with the Premier's office.
Yeah.
But really, at this point, they're just standing beside the Mining Amendment Act that the O'Farrell government put through. So, you know, Mike Baird is defending actions of the past, but at the end of the day, they're wrong. It's unjust, un-Australian what they've done to these innocent shareholders of ours.
Well, I'm glad you're talking on their behalf, and now that you've brought all of this to my attention, we'll certainly fight on your behalf, because what we're about here is a fair go, and it appears your shareholders have been dutted through no fault of anyone's.
100% correct, Ray, and it's good that you've got that attitude, because, you know, these mum and dads need a voice. And one of the issues with what we've been through, you know, once you go through an ICAC process, you're tarred with a brush, you're tainted for life.
Well, I've got to tell you, when my eyes glazed over when I started reading it, Newcoal, because all I could think of with Newcoal was ICAC.
Exactly, yeah.
That's all I could think of, mate, until I read the pages and pages of documents and realised that you'd played no role. You were there as a witness and ancillary to the claims in relation to Doyle's Creek Mining, but no fault found with your dealings in relation to inquiries by ICAC. But I'm like everyone else, mate. Every time I read something at that time about ICAC, it was about Newcoal. And now we find out by looking at the detail, and the devil's in the detail, that there's no fault on your part.
No, that's right. And that's why it's taken so long, because, you know, we've been to the Supreme Court, we've been to the High Court, and it's taken that length of time to actually get the facts into the public domain.
Yeah, okay.
Is really what we're about now.
Thank you for telling me, and we'll continue to fight on behalf of your shareholders, and I'll be talking to you in the future as well. Thanks very much.
Much appreciated, Ray. Thank you.
Thank you. Glenn Lewis, Managing Director of Newcoal Resources, gone from being worth $400 million to being worth $2 million through no fault of their own. Now, we've got an accident, PSS.